哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
哈利路亚！Good morning, brothers and sisters。
我们今天早上要以从雅各到以色列来作为我们彼此学习的题目。
So this morning, you'd like to use the topic from Jacob to Israel as a mutual encouragement。
雅各跟以色列指的是同一个人。
So Jacob and Israel is mentioning about the same person.
虽然是同一个人，但是却代表着两种不一样的意义。
So even though it's the same person, but two different meanings.
虽然是同样的一个人，但是却代表了走出两种不一样的人生。
So even though same person, they live a two different lives.
我们请翻到创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们看到创世纪的第25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
第24节。
Verse 24.
创世纪的第二十五章二十四节
Genesis 25 verse 24
生产的日子到了腹中果然是双子二十五节
25
先产的身体发红浑身有毛如同皮衣他们就给他起名叫以扫就是有毛的意思二十六
26
随后又生了以扫的兄弟手抓着以扫的脚跟因此给他起名叫雅各就是抓住的意思利百加生两个儿子的时候以撒年60岁、哦啊、在这里圣经记载到、啊、这一对兄弟、啊、刚生出来的状况
So here the Bible records how they both were born at that time、
啊、雅各的父亲叫做以撒
So the father of Jacob is Isaac.
以撒的父亲就是很有名的亚伯拉罕。
So Isaac's father was the famous Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父啊，有信心的年代。
So Abraham was considered the father of faith.
以撒被称为顺服的榜样。
So Isaac became the example of obedience.
这时候呢，以撒生了两个儿子啊。
So at this time, Isaac had two sons.
这两个儿子呢，他们是双胞胎。
So the two sons were twins.
但是双胞胎也有先跟后的差别啊。
So even though twins, they had the first and then second.
所以啊，哥哥先生出来啦，叫以扫哦。
So the older brother came out first was called Esau.
以扫就是身上毛很多啊。
So Esau was the hairy one.
然后呢，又生出一个就是雅各啦。
And then the next one was Jacob.
为什么要叫他雅各呢
？So why call him Jacob？
因为雅各就是抓住的意思啊。
So Jacob means to hold on.
因为啊，他生出来的时候是抓着哥哥的脚跟出来的。
Because when he was born, he held on to the foot of the Esau.
从小就想要抢，我要当第一个出来，结果抢输了。
And so ever since he wanted born, he was trying to hold on. He lost.
抓但是没有抓到。
He lost when he was trying to hold on.
所以他就被称为雅各，叫做抓的意思啊。
So he became Jacob, the one he was trying to grasp.
这是圣经当中非常有名的一个人物。
So this is a famous character in the Bible.
同时也是以色列国十二个支派的开始。
So this is the beginning of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以他被称为以色列民族的先祖。
So he becomes one of the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这样一个重要的人。
He becomes a very important figure.
是神所喜悦的神所喜悦的人。
And it is a person that is God pleased with.
所以神说我是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神啊
So God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕信心之父神是他的神没有问题。
And so God is the God of Abraham because he is the father of faith.
神是以撒的神以撒顺服到死这个也没有问题。
And so God is the God of Isaac because of obedience to death, this is okay.
但是神说我也是雅各的神啊
And so God also says, I am the God of Jacob.
但是啊，雅各这个人其实问题很多，毛病很大啊。
And actually, Jacob has many problems.
他离完美有一个非常遥远的距离。
He has a very far distance from being perfect.
但是啊，这个雅各这个人啊。
But Jacob, this person.
最后神给他取了一个新的名字。
So God gave him a new name in the later on.
叫做以色列啊。
He gave him the name Israel.
这个名字是神所赐的。
So this name was given by God.
同时也是赋予了他一个新的生命意义跟价值。
And to give him a new meaning of life and a new, new purpose.
今天你跟我都好像雅各一样。
So today you and I are like Jacob.
我们虽然来到教会。
Even though we come to church.
但是我们离神所期望的标准其实还有一个很长的距离。
But we are very long distance from the perfection that God wants us to reach.
我们还会犯错。
We still make mistakes.
我们有时候信仰上 会失落。
Sometimes we fall on our faith.
我们要怎么样从雅各进入到以色列呢？
How can we enter from Jacob into Israel?
从失败的人生到与神所喜悦的生活。
From a life of failure from Jacob to a successful life of Israel.
我们先来看一看雅各的问题在哪里啊。
Let's see where the problems of Jacob lies.
说不定啊，你跟我啊，我们有一样跟雅各一样的问题哦。
Perhaps we, me and you have the same problem as Jacob.
雅各的问题，我们请翻到创世纪。
Let's see the problem of Jacob in Genesis.
创世纪的第二十六章哦。
Genesis chapter
二十五章哦。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章。
Genesis chapter
25. 二十九节。
Verse 29.
创世纪的第二十五章二十九节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 29.
他说有一天雅各熬汤。以扫他哥哥从田野回来累昏了三十节
Verse 30
以扫对雅各说我累昏了求你把这个红汤给我喝所以以扫又叫以东就是红的意思三十一
31
雅各说你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧三十二
32
以扫说我要死了这长子的名分对我有什么用呢三十三
33
雅各说你向我起誓以扫就对他起的誓把长子的名分卖给雅各三十四节
34
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫以扫吃了喝了就起来走了这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分的好那这里讲到很有名的红豆汤事件啊
So here talks about the stew
那有的人讲说啊雅各啊真是狡猾
And so many people say Jacob is very cunning
哇他怎么可以用这种方式来骗了这个长子的名分呢
Why does he use such method to cheat for the birthright?
这种讲法是不对而且是不公平的哦
So this method is not just, it is not right
为什么不公平呢
So why is it not fair?
因为在中东那时候的风俗啊
So according to the custom of the Middle Eastern
长子的名分本身就是一种可以买卖的一种collateral 一种抵押品啊
So the birthright is a collateral.
你可以卖，你也可以把它赎回来哦。
And so you can sell it, you can also take it back.
因为当对他们来讲，长子名分代表什么
？And so what does the birthright mean to them?
就是长子可以分两份的财产。
And so the birthright, they can take two double portions.
所以如果一个爸爸有两个儿子
，So if a father has two sons,
他死之前财产是要分成三份哦，不是两份哦，要分成三份。
So before he dies, he has to split the possession into three possessions.
因为长子可以拿两份。
Because the older son can take two portions.
剩下的孩子一人一份哦。
And so the remaining children will divide the remaining portion.
所以对他们来讲，当时的情况，长子的名分本来就是可以卖的。
And so to them, they had the right to sell their birthright.
我现在没有钱。
So if I have no money,
但是我是长子。
But if I am the older one,
我就跟我的弟弟讲说，我长子名分先卖给你啊。
So you can tell the younger brothers, I will sell you my birthright.
我卖你便宜一点啊。
I will sell you for a good deal.
因为你现在拿不到啊，你要等以后等老爸死了你才拿得到啊。
Because you cannot take it now, you have to wait until I die.
所以啊，我卖你便宜打八折啊。
So I will discount 20% and sell it to you for a discount.
如果他的弟弟觉得说，这个买卖还不错哦。
So if the younger brother said this is a good deal.
看来爸爸已经快不行了。好，跟你换。
And so you can see that his father's not doing well. I'll exchange it.
所以当时的中东的情况，长子名分本来就是可以买卖的。
So the custom for the Middle Eastern, they can sell their birthright.
所以我们不要说雅各去骗长子的名分，他可没有哦。
So do not say that Jacob cheated because he did not.
他只是买了。
He only sold it.
但是这个雅各是个奸商哦。
And so Jacob was also crafty.
哦，因为哦，他爸爸非常有钱呐。
So because his father was very wealthy.
哦，以撒是个非常有钱的人呐。
So Isaac was a wealthy person.
啊，但是啊，雅各用一碗红豆汤，还哦免费送一点饼啊啊啊，就把这个长子名分给换回来了。
And so Jacob using the stew for a little
some 有没有？饼哈、哦、
，and also some bread, yeah.
哦，你看哦，原本啊，哥哥说你给我喝个汤就好了。
And so originally the brother said, just give me some soup to eat.
啊，结果啊，这个雅各啊，哇，这个生意赚大了啊，我再免费送你一点饼啊。
And so he made a little extra with a bread.
啊，所以啊，雅各有没有问题
？So does Jacob have a problem?
在这种情况之下，雅各是没有问题的。
So according to this situation, he did not commit any mistake.
一个愿打，一个愿挨。
So one promise,
一个愿意卖，一个愿意买啊。
So one was the seller, one's the buyer.
哦，只是啊，哇，这个哥哥啊，随随便便一碗汤就把名分卖掉了。
And so the older brother, for only a stew, sold his birthright.
哦，所以圣经里面从来没有骂雅各骗他哥哥长子的名分哦，没有哦。
And so the Bible never scolded or never mentioned about Jacob that he did this was wrong.
啊，圣经里骂什么
？But what did Bible rebuke him?
他骂以扫。卖得太便宜了。
And so Esau, for too cheap of a price, sold his birthright.
为了一碗汤就把长子的名分卖掉了。
For a stew of a bowl of stew, he sold his birthright.
哦，所以这里说他便起来走了，这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分啊。
And so once Esau stood up, he despised his birthright.
哦，所以啊，雅各得到了长子的名分。
So, Jacob gained the birthright.
啊，但是这不是他的问题。
But this is not where his problem lies.
他的问题在哪里？
So, where is his problem?
我们来看一下二十七章哦。
Chapter 27.
创世纪的二十七章。
Chapter Genesis chapter 27.
二十七章第十八节。
Chapter 27 verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各到他父亲那里说：“我父亲。”他说：“我在这里。”我儿，你是谁？十九节。
19.
雅各对父亲说：“我是你儿子以扫。我照你的吩咐，我照你所吩咐我的行了。请起来，坐着，吃我的野味，好给我祝福。”二十节。
20.
以撒对他儿子说：“我儿，你怎么找得这么快呢？”他说：“因为主你的神使我遇见。”好机会。二十一节。
21.
以扫对雅各说：“我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，就知道你是不是我的儿子以扫啊。”22。雅各近前挨近他的父亲，以扫摸着他说：“声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。”以扫分辨不出来，就因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥的手一样，就给他祝福哦。我们再看第三十三节啊
，verse 33。
啊，三十三节，以扫大大战惊说：“你未来以前是谁拿了野味给我吃？我已经吃了，为他祝福，他也要蒙福。
34。
啊，以扫听了父亲的话，就放声痛哭说：“我父啊，求你也为我祝福。”以撒说：“你兄弟已经用诡计将你的福分得去了。”以扫说：“他的名叫雅各，岂不正对吗？他欺骗我两次，从前夺我长子的名分，现在又夺我的福分。”好，那所以啊，这里是以雅各怎么样骗了爸爸的祝福啊
？So this is how Jacob cheated the blessing from Isaac.
那在这里啊，他哥哥特别说啊，他的名字叫雅各，岂不正对吗
？And so here it says his why is he called Jacob?
啊，因为雅各的名字有两个意义啊。
Because Jacob's name has two meanings.
第一个叫做抓，我要给我抓，不停的抓哈。
So the first meaning is that to grasp onto, to not stop to get it.
啊，但是它还有另外一个意思啊，叫做诡诈的人呐、啊，会骗人的哦。
But the other meaning is that he is a deceitful. He is able to cheat.
啊，所以啊，那个以扫说，我弟弟叫做雅各，这个骗子啊，不就是这样吗
？And so Esau said, my brother is a cheater.
啊，他这里他哥哥说他骗我两次。
And so Esau said he cheated me twice.
其实没有啦，只有骗一次而已啦。
But reality only once.
啊，第一次的问题是哥哥的问题。
So the first problem was the older brother.
一碗红豆汤，长子的名分就不要了。
So for a bowl of stew, he sold his birthright.
啊，但是第二次的确是雅各来骗爸爸。
But indeed, the second time Jacob cheated the father.
我们看35节啊。
Verse 35.
35节，这个是对雅各行为的判断哦。
So 35 is the description of action of Jacob.
这里35节说，以撒说，你兄弟用诡计把你的福分得去了。
So your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.
所以啊，对雅各，对，所以圣经里面对雅各的行为的判断是诡计骗人。
And so the Bible, the way it sees Jacob's action is to cheat.
所以今天雅各的第一个问题在哪里？他会用骗人的方式来得到他想要的东西。
So Jacob, the problem today is that he used deceit to take away something.
甚至用神的名字来骗人哦。
Even using the name of God to cheat.
我们看二十节哦。
Verse 20.
27章20节。
Chapter 27, verse 20.
他说：“我儿啊，你怎么找得这么快呢？”雅各说：“神使我遇到好机会啊，讲把神抬出来啦。”
So how is it you have found so quickly, my son? Because the Lord name, he even brought the name of the Lord out.
啊，今天一个人啊，如果信仰成为他的一种骗人的借口
，So if a person use faith as their method to cheat,
啊，拿神的名字来作为得好处的方法
，To use the name of God to gain blessings.
说这个人啊，信仰有问题啊，天国盼望有问题啊。
So this person has a problem in their journey of faith and also cannot enter heavenly kingdom.
所以啊，圣经里面特别教导我们啊。
So the Bible especially teaches us.
他说你不要指着神起誓啊。
So do not swear to God.
啊，说是就说是，不是就说不是。
So let your yes be yes, no be no.
你再多说的都是从魔鬼来的啊。
Anything more comes from the devil.
为什么这个样子讲呢
？So why is this mentioned this way?
因为在主耶稣的那个时代，哦。
Because in the times of Jesus,
有些人做生意啊，就会把神的名字拿出来啊。
So when people do business, they like to bring out the name of God.
啊，你明明卖的是有问题的东西。
So what you sell has a problem.
啊，但是人家看不出来哦。
But other people they cannot see.
啊，人家觉得怪怪的。有点怀疑啊。
And so other people, they might have suspicion.
你说，哎呀，我向神起誓啊，哎呀，你知道啊，我们以色列的神，你放心，一定是好货。
And then I swear to God, you know that the God we worship is good, so it must be a good product.
啊，结果啊，对方就想说，啊，你就以神的名起誓，我就买啦。
And so because of their swearing, the other party will buy it.
啊，结果买完以后啊，这个卖东西人就跑掉了，不见了。
And so when the person who sells it, they disappear, you cannot find them.
用神的名字来得好处欺骗人啊。
So they use the name of God to cheat and to gain good things.
所以啊，主耶稣讲说，你不要再多说，多说都是从魔鬼来的。
So Jesus said, do not speak anymore. Anything more is from the devil.
要诚诚实实的做人。
So to be an honest person.
啊，在这里雅各的人生的雅各的人生非常的苦啊。
And so Jacob's life is very bitter.
第一个原因就是因为他喜欢骗人啊。
Because the first thing he likes to deceit, cheat others.
雅各的人生很失败的第二个原因呢。
And so the second reason why Jacob's life failed.
好，我们来看创世纪的第三十章啊。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 30.
Yeah, 创世纪的第创世纪的第三三十章哦。
Genesis chapter 30.
我们看三十章的第三十四节哦。
Genesis chapter 30 verse 34.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
那这里说拉班说好啊。我情愿照着你的话行35
35
拉班把有纹的有斑的公山羊有点有斑的有杂白纹的母山羊和黑色的绵羊都挑出来交在他儿子的手下又使自己和雅各相离三天雅各就牧养拉班其余的羊37
37
雅各拿杨树杏树枫树的嫩枝将皮剥成白纹是使枝子露出白的来将剥的皮的枝子对着羊群插在引羊的水沟和水槽里羊来喝的时候屁声配合羊对着枝子配合就生下有纹的有点的有斑的来、哦、 那在这里讲到是雅各的第二个人生的第二个问题啊。
So here it mentions the second problem of Jacob's
life. 那这个时候呢，雅各已经逃到他舅舅的家里啊。
And so here Jacob already escaped to his uncle's place.
结果他跟他舅舅讲啊，他舅舅跟他说啊，你来帮我做工啊，我要给你钱才可以啊。
And so his uncle says, "Come work for me. I will give you a wage."
他们就要讨论一下，要用怎么样的方式啊，来付给雅各薪水哦。
So they discuss how they're going to pay Jacob.
结果他们就讲好了。
So they have settled.
他说啊，如果啊羊有斑有点有纹的，就是雅各的。
And so anything was speckled or dotted will be given to Jacob.
如果是白羊啊，就是他舅舅的哦。
Anything that is white will belong to the uncle.
所以啊，他舅舅就先把羊群里面那个有斑有点有纹的全部带走了。
And so the uncle brought all the speckled ones away.
为什么？
So why?
他们也知道啊，因为有斑有点有纹的生下来的比较容易出现有斑有点有纹的。
And so because the ones that are commonly birthed are speckled and not perfect.
所以啊，他就把什么，把白羊只把白色的留给雅各而已啊。
And so left only the white ones for Jacob.
让雅各比较难得到产业，比较难赚到他的羊啊。
So more difficult for Jacob to gain his wage or his inheritance.
所以在这里，雅各就想了一个方法啊。
So Jacob thought of a method.
他就把那个羊啊，在交配的时候哦，他就削了一些树枝啊。
So when they were about to divide the sheep, he made some kind of numbers.
树枝上面呢，削完剥完以后啊，有纹有斑呢，就把它插在那里啊。
So he made some rods, and once was speckled, he put a rod there.
他说：“哎呀，你看那个白羊啊，他在交配的时候看着那个树枝。”生下来的就有斑有点有纹啊。
And so when the sheep saw this, they will go to there.
你看呢、啊，雅各有够没有知识的、啊。
And so you can see how wise Jacob was.
哇，今天呢、啊，那个羊群怎么可能哦？因为看到这个枝子有纹，所以生下来就有纹呢、啊、
？And so how is that the sheep will be able to determine if it's a speckle that will go to the rod?
但是这就是雅各的方法、啊。
But this is the way of Jacob.
雅各叫做抓。
So Jacob means to hold,
to grab, huh?、哦
To grab.
因为他的人生就是不停的想办法用自己的努力要去得到他想要的。
So his life, he tried to use his methods to grab.
他很努力。
He works very hard.
他用了很多的脑筋。
He used much knowledge.
用了很多人的方法来做事情。
He used many men's methods.
因为雅各其实并不认识神哦。
But indeed, Jacob does not know God.
你怎么知道雅各不认识神呢？
How do you know that he does not know God?
我们看第27章哦。
Let's see chapter 27.
28八章
，verse 28，
创世纪的第二十八章
，chapter 28，
二十八章的第十八节哦
，chapter 28，verse 18，
十八节
，verse 18，
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面，十九，他把这个地方取名叫伯特利，二十节
，twenty。
雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，给我吃衣服穿。”二十一，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以主为我的神，我所立的柱子的石头也必做神的殿。哦，你看哦，这是在雅各要离开家之前做了，在路上做了一个梦啊。
So here before Jacob left the house, he had a dream on the way.
他梦到天梯啊，有神的使者上去下来啊。
So he had this dream of the stairs to heaven, the angels of God.
在他的梦中啊，梦到神向他显现要祝福帮助他。
And so in the dream that God is going to help him.
雅各怎么说
？So what did Jacob say?
雅各说：“如果你给我吃，给我穿，保佑我平安啊。
”So if you give me eat and to dress and to protect me.
让我能够回来。
So if I am able to return.
你就可以做我的神啊。
Then you can be my God.
所以啊，你看哦，雅各他本身是没有信仰根基的啊。
And so you can see Jacob had no foundation of faith.
因为道理不明白。
Because he does not know the truth.
因为信仰没有根基。
There's no foundation for his faith.
因为家中宗教教育失败。
Because his religious education, his family failed.
所以啊，雅各的人生非常的苦啊。
Because life of Jacob is very bitter.
不停的用骗的方式得到他想要的。
He used all kinds of deceitful ways to gain things he wants.
不停的用人的方式啊，来夺取他所想得到的。
To use man's ways trying to achieve what he wants.
所以啊，他在人生的路上吃了非常多的苦头。
So in his life of a man, he had many bitter things he experienced.
所以跟救主只有一个原因。
So there's only one thing he succeeded.
就是因为他不认识神啊。
It is because he does not know God.
所以用自己的方法，他有得到一些好处。
So using his ways, he did gain some good things.
但是啊，在过程当中非常痛苦啊。
But in the process was very bitter.
所以啊，我们今天人的确，你可以用你的双手来创造你的未来。
So indeed, today we can use two hands to create our future.
但是在那个过程当中，如果没有神祝福，没有神帮助啊，你的过程会非常的痛苦啊。
But in the process, without God's blessing, we will be very bitter.
那在去年啊，我听到一个见证啊。
So last year, I heard a testimony.
有一个教会的一个弟兄哦。
So there's a brother from church.
他是专业的小提琴，拉小提琴的小提琴家。
So he was a professional violinist.
然后说有一次啊，他们家里啊，在吃饭前在谢饭的时候哦。
So one meal before they were about to eat, they say grace.
他跟他的太太讲啊。
So he told his wife.
他说我觉得啊，你不应该谢饭，你不应该向神祷告啊，你应该跟我感谢啊。
And so you shouldn't pray to God, but you should give thanks to me.
他说你看我的双手。
You should see my two hands.
这双手要创造我们的未来。
So these two hands create the future for
us. 这双手就是将来我们的财富。
So these two hands, it is the wealth for us.
他说只要我有这双手，没有我做不到的事情。
So without these two hands, there's nothing can be done.
结果不久以后哦。
So not long after.
有一天早上他去弹琴了，他去拉琴了，他每天都要练琴哦。
So one morning he's about to play the violin.
练琴之前都要先暖身哦，要先让手暖一下哦。
So before he warms up, he start practicing, has to warm up the hands.
结果奇怪啊，那一天啊，怎么样都手指头都不顺啊。
And so no matter that day, no matter what he did, it was not smooth.
结果啊，搞了五六个小时啊，手才预备好啊。
And so after 5 or 6 hours later, then he started to warm up.
他想说可能今天的状况不好啊，明天再来。
So he felt today is not a good day, he'll do tomorrow.
结果隔天，又是一样啊，奇怪，手很僵硬啊。
And so the next day, the same thing, the hands were very stiff.
都是要五六个小时才有办法开始拉琴啊。
So only 5 or 6 hours later, he's able to really get into it.
结果啊，不是一天两天啊。
So that's only 1 or 2 days.
一两个礼拜都是这样。
So weeks after will be the same.
一两个月都是这样。
And months after will be the same.
他说哇，他都快疯了。
And then he became almost crazy.
因为那双手是他所有的一切。
Because two hands is his tools for everything.
就是他要创造的未来。
It is just the future he can create.
结果他现在啊，连那个手弯啊，指头都弯不下去啊。
So his hands cannot even bend.
哦，所以啊，那一阵子他说他快要得忧郁症啊。
And so in that period of his life, he's about he's depressed.
啊，结果就坐在常常在琴房里一整天都没有办法拉琴啊。
And so he just sat there and cannot play the violin.
然后啊，就躲在琴房的角落啊，喝酒啊，因为他觉得他的未来完蛋了。
So in the corner of the practice room, he drank and he about going crazy.
他不知道他的手到底出了什么问题。
So he does not know what happened to his hands.
他终于知道他的双手不是他的未来啊。
So he finally understood that his two hands were not his
future. 如果神不祝福，如果神不帮助啊。
If God did not help or help him.
请问你的双，神让你的双手僵硬。
So if God allow your hands to be stiff,
请问你的未来你拥有什么？
So where does your future lie?
他说雅各一直想要把一切控制在自己的手中。
So Jacob wanted to grab to hold to control his future.
道理上的无知使他不懂得倚靠神。
So his ignorance on the truth made him fail.
这是雅各的弱点。
So this is the weakness of Jacob.
也是他人生苦难的原因。
So this is the reason he had a bitter life.
第三个问题啊，雅各人生的第三个问题啊。
So Jacob's third problem is.
我们来看创世纪的第32章哦。
Genesis chapter 32。
32章。
Chapter 32。
创世纪的第32章的第22节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 22。
我们看第六节哈。
Verse 6。
创世纪的32章的第六节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 6。
所打发的人回到雅各那里，说：“我们到了你哥哥以扫那哦，他带了400人，正迎着你来。”第七节。
Verse 7。
雅各就甚惧怕，并且忧愁啊，就把与他同在的人口、羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。第八节。
Verse 8。
说以扫若来击杀这一队。剩下的一对还可以逃走，所以啊，雅各现在要回家了。
So Jacob is going to return home.
但是啊，他在回家的路上啊，他先派人去 跟他他先派人去看看啊，打探他哥哥的消息啊。
So before returning to home, he sent a group of people to spy to see what's the situation with his brother.
为什么？因为他哥哥走，他知道他哥哥很恨他。
Because he knows brother hates him.
他知道他当初用欺骗的方式啊，他哥哥啊发誓要杀他。
Because his uses his ways, so his brother wanted to harm him.
啊，已经过了这么多年了。
So many years have passed.
20年过去了。
So 20 years have passed.
他不知道他哥哥还有没有恨他。
So he does not know if his brother still hates him.
还是已经忘记了、
啊、Or perhaps he forgot.
但是、啊、人做了错事只能活在良心不安当中、啊、
But when a person has committed mistake, they live under the uncertainness of their conscience.
人做了错事总有一天要去面对那个错事所带来的刑罚、啊、
So when a person commits mistake, they one day they have to face the mistake they have made.
所以雅各一时骗了长子的、骗了那个长子的、爸爸的祝福。
So because Jacob have cheated the blessing from his father.
所以他二十年来只要想到回家都要害怕。
So 20 years, ever, if he thinks about returning, he has fear.
所以在这里啊，他说先派人回去探探他哥哥的口风啊。
So here he sent somebody to see, to see how his brother will react.
那、啊、结果这里说啊，你哥哥带了400人来啊。
So here records that Esau had 400 people with him.
你说啊，你要来迎接你弟弟带400人来干嘛
？So if you say you're going to receive your brother, why do you bring 400 people?
你看哦，当年的二十年前的仇恨从来没有放下过哦。
And so the 20 years of hate was never let go.
他所以。他哥哥恨了二十年
，So his brother hated for 20 years.
雅各害怕了二十年
，So Jacob was afraid for 20 years.
但是最后还是要去面对他的结果啊。
But in the end, he still have to face his consequence.
所以人呐、啊，人生做决定啊，谨慎小心一点啊。
So when a person makes a decision, you should be very cautious.
因为一个错误的决定可能会让你恐惧二十年。
Because if you make a wrong decision, or you could affect you 20 years.
那、啊、到最后还是要面对啊。
So in the end.And you still have to face the
consequences. 所以你看、啊、在这里、啊、雅各就把他的所有的东西、啊、分成四份、哦、分成四份、哦、
So Jacob here divided everything he had into 4 groups.
那、啊、他说什么？
What did he say?
他说以扫若来击杀这一队剩下的大家可以逃跑、哦、
So if Esau attacks this company and the others can escape、
哦、所以他就开始送人出去了
And then he started to send the groups out、
哦、我们来看一下、哦我们来看第32章、哦、
Chapter 32
32章
Chapter 32
我们看32章的第22节、哦、
Chapter 32 verse 22
22节
Verse
22他说他夜间起来带着两个妻子两个使女并11儿子都过了亚伯渡口23节
23、
啊、先打发他们过河又打发所有的过去24、哦、
24
只剩雅各一人啊你在这里、哦、你看到、哦、雅各的动作、哦、
So you can see the action from Jacob here
他把他比较不喜欢的妾放在最前面
So whatever he disliked the most He put it in the forefront
又把他比较不喜欢的太太摆在比较前面
And then the wife he did not like as much He brought he put forward
然后把他最喜欢的太太放在后面
And so the wife he liked the most Put it in the back、
哦